Blog Talk Radio.
Food Fun Nation Radio, brought to you by foodfunnation.com. Chef Sean and Tech Rob bringing you another Food Fun filled Blog Talk Radio episode. Food Fun Nation, where we celebrate food with you. From the chef's tested recipes to foodie news, restaurant insider info to small talk, we do it all for you. Now pull up a seat to the chef's table and let's dig into this hot and spicy episode live from the chef's studio. Call in at 1-347-677-1646 or live chat with us on the radio page. And go give us a like on our Facebook fan page at Food Fun Nation. We are now on the air with the culinary hosts that know the most. Take it away, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of our fans at the good old U.S. of A. I am currently watching a replay, it was on earlier, the 92nd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. I'm living in Canada, but since living in Canada since I was a kid, I watched this every year since I remember on TV, and I can't believe it's the 92nd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's amazing. Live from New York, and very well done. Very cool. It is great to do my second independent show, and the last one right here, right now, with me, the chef, and special guest host is my daughter, Madison. We love Thanksgiving time and Christmas holidays, and we enjoy all the yummy treats you only get usually that time of year. Let's have some fun with a special American Thanksgiving episode. I hope you're all stuffed. I hope you had a great time, eat some good food, watch some good TV. Spend time with your friends and family. That's all that really matters in the end. Hope you're having a good one. We're doing it right here, right now, so let's have some fun. And this is all leftover material. I was going to do from past shows, and it just happens to be, I think, 95% of it anyway, is Thanksgiving related, so I can't wait. Thanks to the big win today, I am 9 wins and 5 losses and 1 tie for all my football picks this year. I can't believe it. If I get one more win and there's only one more game I could pick because I'm doing 16 weeks. Yeah, I only have one more pick. Sorry, I was doing math quickly in my head, or not so quick, I guess. That's why that awkward silence, but yeah, amazing. I picked the Bears to win over the Lions. It happened. What a good game. And it was down the last 5 minutes. In the last 2 minutes, the Lions threw to their end zone to try to get a touchdown to take back the game. But the QB threw an interception, and the Bears won that game. Ran down the clock, and that was the end of it. So I got to get one more win, and then I can finally, I think for the first time in like 4 years, I can pick the playoff games because I'm trying to work it like a football season. If you get like 10 wins, then you make it to the playoffs, and I haven't made it that far for a long time. See if I could do it. Maybe I'll get a reprieve from the governor. I'll let Radio Rob decide, even if I get a loss the next one, since I've got to get 9 wins and I'm trying to shoot for 10. I'll let him decide if I'm worthy with that tie to continue on into the playoffs. Hope he's a nice guy and lets me do it. It might be a while before I get 9 wins again. Leftover articles that I never got to on other shows. That's what leftovers is all about. Go figure. Leftover food articles. Some foods that naturally boost your immune system. Good to know. Good time of year to know that. Yes, our first ever Thanksgiving holiday-inspired vegan recipe. Yeah, even me, the chef, would eat this one. Chef Sean approved, definitely. Pringles Thanksgiving dinner flavors are available to the public this year. McDonald's just brought back its pumpkin pie, and people are divided about the seasonal release from the Insider. And a special and very easy holiday recipe. It's a side that just isn't Thanksgiving unless you have this. You all know, probably can guess what I'm talking about. I'll give you 3 guesses, and you'll get it right. I'll put it to you that way. So let's connect my daughter, my foodie, Madison. How you doing, Maddie?
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for being my co-host.
Yeah, that's no problem.
I hope. So talk turkey here. Let's talk turkey. what's your favorite sides for Thanksgiving specifically?
Mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberry sauce. I love turnip as well.
Yeah, turnip, and I do it Nanny Sykes' way, which everybody's like, Nanny Sykes' way? We don't know that. It means a lot of salt, a lot of pepper, a lot of butter, and a handful of brown sugar, and that's how we enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
And can't forget dessert.
Oh, also stuffing, obviously. You have to have stuffing.
Yeah, but dessert. We don't have stuffing for dessert. I would.
For dessert? Pumpkin pie.
Yeah, pumpkin pie.
For sure.
We need pumpkin pie most every week of the year if we could.
So good.
I find Safeway pumpkin pie is the best for the price and what you get, and they don't go too hardcore on the spices. I love the Safeway brand pumpkin pie in the bakery. Oh, my favorite. So let's do this on with the show. Let me just quickly make sure chat is okay. Let's see how I'm doing on time. Seven foods that naturally boost your immune system. Since fall has just arrived, you might be concerned about the flu. It's been going around. When aren't we? Why wait to have a runny nose and get treatment when you can start to boost your immune system right now with the help of excellent, nutritious food? During the cold season, I get a runny nose all the time, even if I don't have a cold. Sometimes things go worse, and my immune system weakens so much that I may get a fever. Ever since I became a mother, I forget where this is from. I didn't put where it's from.
I think BuzzFeed, I think. I'm not 100% sure.
It's either Huffington Post or Food Beast, I'm guessing, just so everybody knows. She put, ever since becoming a mother, I am more preoccupied with boosting my and my daughter's immune systems in family. We avoid taking pills as much as we can, though we have to use them from time to time. So we try to take advantage of natural remedies. I've discovered that ginger is like a superfood for sure, works pretty well for me, but my daughter doesn't like it. It's spicy, tastes that much, which is true. It's very, has some heat to it. So I've done so much research and found out that there are other foods which can boost your immune system too. Blueberries, one of Maria's favorite fruits is blueberries. We sometimes have wild blueberries in our pantry. So we go often to the countryside or the mountains, but we buy cultivated blueberries. Both options are amazing. And they boost your immune system. Blueberries have antioxidant properties. A 2016 study noted that flavonoids in blueberries play an essential role in the respiratory tract immune defense system. Interesting. Researchers found that people who ate foods rich in flavonoids were less likely to get an upper respiratory tract infection.
Huh.
Hmm. Our buddy Randy should take note of that. Are common cold than those who did not. Our immune system can be bolstered by both vitamin C and the anthocyanins found in blueberry tea. Oh, blueberry tea sounds good. I'd love to try blueberry tea sometime. Have you had blueberry tea?
Oh, yes, we have some blueberry tea, actually. There's only a few bags left because I've been drinking it so much. Oh. It's so good.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I like blueberry anything, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Citrus fruits. Everybody knows that vitamin C fights colds. Well, that's not true. I don't know why they're saying this. I just found out that wasn't true, but I'll go with it. That's because it helps build up your immune system by increasing the production of white blood cells, which fight infections, but our bodies don't produce or store vitamin C. So we need daily vitamin C to be healthy. Well, maybe they flip-flop back on that. Almost all the citrus fruits are high in vitamin C. It's a good idea to eat grapefruit, oranges, tangerines, lemons, limes, and clementines every day. Yeah, I'm all about the citrus. I enjoy citrus fruits and stuff. I heard last time I heard about vitamin C, it was it didn't help fight colds. It helped you with your symptoms of a cold, the vitamin C.
Oh.
So I've heard two versions. I heard this version where they say vitamin C actually helps you fight it off, and then I heard the version it just helps your symptoms. So who knows? Science knows, I guess. Broccoli. Broccoli is another great source of vitamin C. Who knew? It contains, I love broccoli, contains potent antioxidants such as sulforaphane. It's a supercharged with vitamins like A, C, and E, minerals, and fiber. Broccoli is one of the healthiest vegetables you can put on your table. I have to agree with that. It might seem like a boring vegetable, but if you know how to cook it, it's great in salads too. It can be quite tasty. Since still for more nutritional value, cook it as little as possible, if not at all. It's great marinated with, if you put a bunch of vegetables together with tons of broccoli and marinate it with some sort of store-bought even vinaigrette dressing, like Italian dressing or balsamic, whatever. Amazing. I love broccoli. You're a broccoli fan? You're a broccoli fan, eh, Maddie?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love broccoli. I just love fruits and vegetables in general.
Okay, we have to take note, mental note. We have to make that broccoli bacon cheddar salad that we...
That's so good.
With the sweet mayonnaise dressing.
Yeah.
That was on it. We'll be making that for Christmas. Agreed?
Agreed.
I think I got it up on Foodnomenal, that recipe. Well, I'll just have to find it. We got to cut back on the mayo, though, because the mayo recipe that I had for it had a little slightly too much dressing. But we can cut back on the mayo. Not a big deal. In the future, I'll try to remember to put that recipe up for everybody here on the radio show. Spinach might boost the immune system, too. It contains many essential nutrients and oxidants, including flavonoids, carotenoids, and vitamin C and E. Flavonoids might help prevent the common cold. Spinach can help your immune system fight infections. Obviously, it's better raw than cooked. We all know that. Ginger has an anti-inflammatory, that I didn't know, and antioxidative properties. It's been used for thousands of years for medicinal purposes, especially in Asia and stuff. Still more research is necessary to confirm whether or not it can effectively prevent illness. Ginger root can be consumed fresh, powdered, dried. Oh, we're going to be making ginger snap sort of cookies coming up for Christmas. I'll be doing that recipe on Go Check Out Food Fun Nation Facebook fan page. Go give us a like. You'll get that recipe live. We're going to be doing a ginger snap type cookie for Christmas. It's good dry spice, oil form, or as juice. I usually make ginger hot tea and drink it with lemon. But there are also many dishes, desserts, and drinks that include ginger.
Number 6, garlic. And I knew about this one because
we always have garlic
and we always use it a lot. So garlic is a common home remedy for preventing colds. It is thought that it can boost your immune system. Garlic's immune-boosting properties seem to come with a heavy concentration of sulfur-containing compounds such as allicin, right? Yeah, that is what it is. That's weird.
Yep.
Research has found that people who take garlic supplements are more likely to resist colds than people taking a placebo. Still, more research is necessary. Still, garlic is found in almost every cuisine in the world. You can include it often in your diet, especially during the cold season. Also, the best way to eat it is raw. But when it's raw, it kind of, like if you just like chomped right down on it, that's pretty, it's pretty spicy.
Yeah, it has kick.
Yeah, it does. Green tea, which I love. Drinking green tea might boost your immune system. Green tea is also a healthier alternative to coffee and black tea since it contains a small amount of caffeine. Both green and black teas are packed with flavonoids, a type of antioxidant. But green tea is something more to offer. A high level...
Well, good luck with that. You don't have to try that one. Of EGCG.
Epigallocetogen. Another powerful antioxidant, EGCG, has been shown to enhance immune function. Green tea is also a good source of the amino acid L-theanine, which might aid in the production of germ-fighting compounds in your T-cells. As well as with blueberries, green tea contains flavonoids, which might reduce the risk of a cold. So now it is time for, yes, our first ever Thanksgiving holiday-inspired vegan recipe.
Might be the last.
Might be the last. But, yeah, this is our first vegan recipe that we've ever tried. So this is from Delish.com. Chef tested and approved. We're super into the onion topping on this casserole. It's so much better than the fried ones that come out of a can. So a lot of people are saying, like, there was really good reviews on this, which is very good. But so here's the recipe for the, I believe it is a green bean casserole with an onion topping. So the ingredients for this. So for the onion topping, the ingredients are one small onion, thinly sliced, one tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper, 3 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 2 tablespoons of panko breadcrumbs. Now for the casserole itself, 3 pounds of green beans trimmed, 6 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil divided, 2 medium shallots finely chopped, 6 ounces of sliced mushrooms, kosher salt, fresher ground black pepper, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1/4 cup of all-purpose flour, and 3 cups of almond milk. Now the directions. To make the onion topping, preheat oven to broil on medium and line a medium baking sheet with aluminum foil. In a medium bowl, toss the onion with olive oil and season with salt and pepper. Add flour and panko and toss to coat the onions. Boil, tossing every 2 to 3 minutes until onions are crisp and golden, about 6 to 8 minutes in total. Turn oven down to 375 degrees. Prepare an ice bath. In a large pot of boiling water, add green beans and cook until bright green, almost 6 minutes. With a slotted spoon or tongs, quickly transfer the green beans to the ice bath to cool. Then drain and transfer into a large bowl. In a large oven-proof skillet over medium heat, heat 2 tablespoons of olive oil, add shallots, and cook, stirring occasionally until tender, about 5 minutes. Add mushrooms and season with salt and pepper. Cook, stirring often, until mushrooms are golden, about 5 minutes more. Stir in garlic, then transfer mixture into the bowl with the green beans. Heat remaining 4 tablespoons of olive oil in the same skillet over medium heat. Whisk the flour and cook until golden, about 2 minutes. Gradually whisk in almond milk and bring to a simmer. So it right there, when you whisk the flour into the olive oil, isn't that called a roux?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, for any equal amounts of fat to flour is a roux.
Okay. So cook until thickened, about 4 minutes. Remove from heat, then add green bean mixture and toss until evenly combined. Transfer mixture into a medium casserole dish. Bake until warm through and bubbling around the edges, about 20 minutes. Top with fried onions and bake for 5 minutes more. That sounds like a really good recipe, actually, and I would personally try that myself.
Yeah, oh my God. That sounds really good to me. I even want to try their traditional non-vegan version of this. Any version of this would be good for me. Green beans with the I think they do green beans, mushroom soup, and whatever you mix in. I guess you could put whatever you want in it, bacon, onions, and then you do an onion topping on top. And sounds good to me. It's always been a holiday, American holiday recipe that seems to be a lot of tradition. People got to have the green bean casserole. We've never had it, but maybe we will. Maybe we'll try it for Christmas. Yeah, we'll do that broccoli salad, and we'll do a green bean casserole. What do you think?
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, well, but we're doing the non-vegan version. The easy version. If I'm sure we must be able to find the fried canned onions. We must be able to get them in Canada, you'd think.
You'd think.
Have you seen them? I never looked for them, so I don't even know.
Me neither.
I guess worst case scenario, we do what they did here and fry them ourselves, but I just want to see what we're missing. Next, we have Pringles Thanksgiving dinner. Flavors are available to the public this year. Last year, Pringles made headlines with incredibly well-planned stunt. The potato chip brand created a box featuring Thanksgiving dinner entirely in Pringles form. eight different flavors, from obvious like turkey to more unexpected like green bean casserole to even dessert with pumpkin pie chip. Then assure the release garnered an extra bit of buzz. Pringles only offered this special Thanksgiving dinner package to a selection of hand-picked people, including that person. After digging into last year's box, which cleverly shaped like a microwave dinner, that's awesome. It dubbed the experience a funny novelty. Though all eight flavors were perfect, we definitely enjoyed trying each one of them and getting a chance to react to the biggest meal of the year as a snack. Apparently realizing that you can't tease your audience 2 years in a row, this year Pringles will be offering a limited time run Pringle Thanksgiving dinner to the public online. Oh, you had to get them online. This time dinner comes in a single rectangular box stuffed with three mini cans of Pringles featuring three favorites from last year's lineup, turkey stuffing and pumpkin. For the record, I wouldn't have called those my favorite, but hey, I'm not Mr. Pringle despite any affinity for red bow ties. Though quite as unique as last year's microwave dinner packaging, I like the microwave dinner packaging, Pringles described this year's look as designed, sealed, and delivered to mimic the canned goods in your pantry around the holidays. We knew we had to get Pringles Thanksgiving flavors in more people's hands this year. Vice President of Marketing for Kellogg's U.S. Snack Division, particularly hearing that turkey stuffing and pumpkin pie were not only delicious, but truly tasted like the real deal. Pringles Thanksgiving dinner is once again planned exclusive promotion through nowhere near as exclusive as last year. The three-pack boxes are set to go on sale November 6th, and yeah, that's pretty cool. It could be delivered anywhere in the country. However, the brand stresses that supplies are limited and will be sold on a first-come, first-served basis. Just how long that means they'll be available for is yet to be seen. To be honest, $14.99 seemed a bit expensive for what essentially is a single tube worth of Pringles, especially since the brand issued some of the most unique flavors from last year, like green bean casserole. Oh, my God. Green bean casserole one. I'd like to try that. Cranberry sauce one. Very cool. A cranberry sauce Pringle, Maddie. And cream corn. Yeah, not great. I would have to agree. That doesn't even sound like it. You could pull that off. The cranberry one's like blowing my mind away here. That isn't to say you won't enjoy this year's Thanksgiving dinner. The turkey flavor was also a standout from last year. It's just meant as a heads up to know what you're getting. So what do you think of that? Very interesting. I would try them all, but
I would too.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't get obviously large quantities of it if I didn't have to.
No, well at that price you wouldn't anyway. $14.99. But, yeah, I would give the cranberry sauce one a go if they had it, but if they don't have it. But they only have the pumpkin and the turkey and the stuffing. The stuffing one, you know, I'd go nuts over.
Yeah, our cousin that lives in North Dakota, she made herself a green bean casserole, actually, just today for herself and her family.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who knew? Courtney?
Yep.
Oh, there you go. Very cool. I'm just looking at time restraints. I'm going to get right into it because we're doing good on time here. You don't need to hear. Long story short, I'll just get into it. McDonald's has in the States brought back its pumpkin pie. Instead of apple pie like you can get baked, they did a pumpkin pie version. What do you think of that?
I think that would be pretty darn good.
I think it wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah, me too.
It would be a nice change. Like, maybe you wouldn't want it at McDonald's all the time. Why? It's only limited, but yeah, sounds good to me. I think at Christmas one year in Canada, they did like a s'mores one that was kind of gross. The s'mores version was gross, but that sounds good. And now I'm going to get right into cranberry sauce recipe. You can use You can mix this up as much as you want. You can use any kind of juice, apple juice, cranberry juice would go with cranberry, not rocket science, folks. You could do that. One cup of sugar, one cup of water. Very easy recipe. If you can't make cranberry sauce, you shouldn't be in a kitchen. One 12-ounce package of fresh cranberries or frozen, 2 teaspoons of orange zest, and kosher salt. And like I said, you can mix up anything you want. You can use, instead of water, you can use any apple juice, orange juice, cranberry juice, whatever you want. Very easy. I'm just going to read the note here on the frozen cranberries. It said frozen cranberries are available year-round and tend to be a little cheaper than the fresh ones, so there's another reason you can always go frozen. And they're saying it's just as good. So directions, in a small saucepan over low heat, combine sugar and water until sugar dissolves, add cranberries, and cook until they burst. 10 minutes. You could probably even use a masher if you wanted it blended more, or put it in a food processor after it cools down a bit. Depends how chunky you want it. I like the chunky cranberry. Stir in orange zest. Orange zest will brighten it up a lot. You want that orange zest in there. And a pinch of salt, because salt brings out the flavor and everything, as we know in baking. You have to add the salt, folks. Remove saucepan from heat and let cool completely, then transfer to a resealable container and refrigerate. Boom, cranberry sauce. Is that easy enough?
Very easy.
Yeah, you can't get any easier than a recipe like that.
No, not at all.
Well, thanks for joining me. Say your goodbyes to everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. I hope you enjoyed this leftover Thanksgiving Day recipe. Thanksgiving Day leftover show from all the past ones I never got around to. Now I got around to it. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving, my U.S. fans. I have one more episode, then Tech Rob takes over the airwaves. So see you all in a week or so. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Food Fun Nation, we celebrate food with you.
We hope all of our culinary food fun has you soul satisfied. Until next time, with a few laughs delivered with a feel-good guarantee. Or this one is free on us. Food Fun Nation Radio. We celebrate food with you.
Love to eat turkey.
Fell off my moped and I got a bruise.